Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's episode is built around what I used to find the most annoying piece of advice that everyone would give me, which was just be yourself. And I remember that advice just baffled me because I thought, I don't know who that is. How am I supposed to be myself? And then I got into personal development and personal growth, and I thought, oh, I'm my likes and dislikes. I'm my opinions and preferences. So being myself must mean being honest and saying, I don't think you look pretty in that dress. And yes, your butt does look fat in those jeans. And no, this food is, and you can imagine being myself didn't work out great when I thought being myself meant radical honesty about every opinion that I happen to have. So the next time I revisited the question of, well, who am I that I'm supposed to be myself that's supposed to be so good? I recognized that there was kind of a deeper level of who I was as opposed to other people. Because there were lots of other people that had the same likes and dislikes as me, had very similar opinions to me, but they clearly were not me. And so I began to realize that there was this level of self that was sort of my inclinations, my desires, my unique proclivities, the things I was drawn to, the things that appealed to me, the kind of rough edges of my personality, what if you're being kind, you would probably have called my quirks, and if you were being unkind, you would have called my flaws. And at that level, being myself wasn't so much about honesty as authenticity, allowing myself to want what I wanted, not want what I didn't want, and express as I expressed without too much editing, without too much, oh, I can't say that here, and I can't be like this here, and I have to do this. I had an assistant for a while, and she was absolutely the most personable person I think I had ever met. And I was very excited because I thought, oh, she's going to be great at this job. And then for the first kind of month, I said, why don't you just, you know, BCC me on every kind of email just so I can kind of get a sense of how you're interacting with clients. And the emails were terrible. I mean, that's not fair. They weren't terrible. They just weren't good. And I was very surprised because they were very formal and they were very stiff. And when we finally sat down to have a meeting about it, I said, what's up with your writing? And she said, oh no, I knew I wasn't being professional enough. And I went, oh, no. The problem is you're trying to be professional. I didn't hire a professional. I hired you. Just be yourself. And from that moment forward, her communication was much more authentic. It was in her own voice. And because of that, it came across really well. And authenticity is great. Authenticity is, it's really nice to not self-censor. It's really powerful how unleashed you can be when you don't keep yourself on a tight leash. How much freedom you have when you don't restrict your freedom and set up a bunch of rules for how you're meant to behave in this situation or that. And so at that level, I thought, oh, okay, being myself, yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, I want to be myself, and I encourage other people to be themselves, except when themselves is kind of annoying to me, but still be yourself, just maybe not around me. And then at some point, I remembered an experience I had when I was, how old would I have been? I would have been 20 years old. And I had just arrived in London as a student. And I went to a bookshop called Watkins Bookshop, which is a sort of an occult new age bookshop that's been around for well over 100 years in the center of London. and I found a book there by an Indian guru named Ramana Maharshi. And there was an exercise in the book, and it said, if you want a deeper experience of yourself, simply ask yourself the question, who am I? And keep asking. I was like, okay. So I remember, and I was in there going, well, who am I? Well, I'm Michael, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm that. Okay, well, who else am I? And who else? And who's asking? And who's coming up with the answers? And at a certain point, the world went quiet. And I remember being in Leicester Square, which, if you've ever been to London, is a bit like Times Square in New York. It's a very busy place. And yet I had never experienced that depth of quiet. But ironically, given that the exercise was called Who Am I? I didn't recognize that quiet as the answer to the question. It was only later, having had multiple experiences of that state of loving presence, of deep stillness, of pure consciousness, that I realized, oh, this space within is what is always present. Underneath my likes and dislikes that I'm honest about or not, and my inclinations and desires and expressions, whether I am authentic in them or not, before all that, underneath all that, that state of pure presence, that space of meditation, of quiet, that the teacher Sid Banks called silent mind, beautiful feeling. That is my true nature. And that nature is no different to yours, is no different to Ramana Maharshi's, was no different to the Buddha's, or any other spiritual figure that you've ever been inspired by, moved by, touched by. We are that. And it reminded me of one of my favorite book titles, and I'm not nuts about the book, but there's a book by Gurdjieff, G.I. Gurdjieff, and the book is called Life is Real Only Then When I Am. And that I am is the universal answer to what it is to be yourself, to be the pure consciousness, the pure presence, the deep stillness, the profound quiet, the silent mind and beautiful feeling that we really are. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, be yourself, and I'll talk with you soon.